Yeah. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with you.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Tanner, I got to move the mic for a second.
All right.
Just so it's you're going to hear it in your ears. Please take them out.
I'm going to leave my ears on. And
oh, yeah, the headphones. There you go. Boom. Fixed it. Well, we're back. I'm happy to be here, Tanner.
Good start.
It's been a long time since we actually filmed one of these.
Yeah, honestly, it feels like years.
Yeah, probably, honestly, about a month. So,
did we miss a day? Good Friday?
No, we didn't. Oh, yeah, only 3 weeks. No, because the day that we filmed last, we filmed one, yeah. Sent it, and then filmed.
Film one to the day of, and then 2 weeks forward.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
I guess it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it's been a bit. We were doing some traveling on the road. We went to a wedding.
Yeah.
That was fun. I'm actually, coincidentally, wearing my wedding outfit today.
Yeah, that's your favorite fit of the summer.
Yup. Actually, we joked about this, and everybody who... I like to share on these YouTube exclusive episodes. I wore this outfit to two weddings. And the only reason I did that was because the first wedding, I wasn't photographed in it and posted online. So I was like, you know what? Nobody saw me wear this at one wedding. I can wear it to the second one a few weeks later.
And I will spoil that completely by just telling everybody I did it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Your logic is silly.
It makes no sense. I know. I don't make a lot of sense, but it is what it is.
No, but like, yeah, you're a great person, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. So I got to give a big shout out right now, though. Like, this is the biggest shout out I have thrown on the show in a long time. Going to give a shout out to Laura. So Laura is one of EK's friends who took me around Cape Breton, drove me around, loved it. But I mentioned to her while she was driving me around that there was a certain cardigan I was looking for, a one in a million cardigan. And she heard and she found it for me and she gave it to me yesterday. So thank you, Laura, for thinking about me. It really, truly, and honestly does mean the world to me. Thank you for the cardigan. It's my new favorite piece of apparel that I'm going to be rocking hard in the paint. And thank you, Universe, for delivering that to me. I really do appreciate it.
Are you going to debut it on the show at all?
Damn straight. Tomorrow we're hanging out with Alicia. My little sis is up. We're going to be hanging out with her. We're going to be filming a YouTube exclusive episode where I will be rocking the cardigan.
Our first Friday exclusive in-person guest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
She is also was our first other guest. She phoned in.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, she's the first one. There was two people that day, but yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, lots of phone calls made on the show.
That's right. And I love how we pick them up.
Yeah, well, you pick them up.
Yeah, in the middle of filming a podcast, let's answer a telephone call from some random person.
You called at the wrong time. How that's can right. I help you?
That's right, yeah.
And it's only wrong for them because they don't know.
Yeah, that's right. So even right now, I'm looking like I don't get to do this on normal episodes, but on YouTube exclusives, I pick up my phone. I text people.
Yeah.
Just you and me talking.
I like how our Friday episodes are quote-unquote a more laid-back vibe.
Yeah.
Like, because we can get more laid-back, right?
That's
like,
right, that's right, that's right.
If you thought we were professional before,
yeah,
we weren't.
Funny story for the people at home. Me and Tanner caught a bus on our last road trip, and him and I were doing exactly what we're doing right now, just like having a normal conversation. And halfway through the bus ride, the woman in front of us turned around and looked and was just like, "Hey, are you guys friends?" And we said, "Well, yeah." She said, "So, but you guys aren't strangers. You didn't just meet on the bus right now." And we're like, no, we know each other. She's like, "Oh." She's like, "Well, I've been enjoying your guys' conversation, and you guys are really entertaining."
Yeah.
Which the response to that was like, "Tune in every Friday for the YouTube exclusive."
Honestly.
Yeah.
But like, we weren't even talking about anything that I thought anybody would want to listen to or enjoy listening to, you know?
I thought it was funny because it was literally like 2 hours plus into the conversation, and she just had to tap in and been like, "Hey, I'm enjoying every second of this, and I'm not going to stop listening."
No, and like, I wonder if she was just sitting there enjoying her snacks and just like tuning in.
Yeah. So
that's we're pretty live here, but it doesn't get more live than that.
Yeah, that was our version of live studio audience.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Followed by a few minutes later, another guy randomly walking into the bus depot was like, "Hey, Max City Morning Show on the road."
Yeah.
Like, who was not on the first bus. I would have recognized him if he was.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" Yeah.
You get noticed quite a few places.
Yeah, that was hilarious that you were like, "Oh, man." And like, "Oh, yeah, he's not going to recognize me."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, God, like, no, somebody know. Oh, never mind, I'm good."
Yeah, followed by you sitting next to him and having to explain to him about cameras and how to show her.
Yeah.
He was legitimately, I didn't catch his name, and I know you didn't, but I hope he's watching this because it made my day with him recognizing me out of town, which was like a huge kind of pat on the back for me. But I loved how he was a super fan and was asking you questions about like camera gear and stuff.
Yeah. And like, honestly, I think he has a fair argument to believe that just wasn't me.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I was not at all confident in any question he was answering.
Oh.
He's like, "So what programs do you use?" And I was sitting there like, "The one that starts with an O."
That's right.
And he was just like, "Okay." And yeah. I was like, "OBS, that's it, that's the one." And he was just like, "All right, yeah.
I guess I'll kind of sort of believe you."
Yeah.
They're like, "This guy's definitely not Tanner. He's a temp."
Yeah.
Just so you know, you sat next to the real Tanner.
Yeah. He's just traveling with Elliot. You know, he's just pretending to be that guy.
That's right.
And fair point. I wouldn't believe it was me either if I was that dude.
That's right.
This is like, I would assume this guy has no idea what he's talking about.
That's right. And the best was like, "Yeah, I wouldn't want to sit next to the talent either."
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy literally made it was an awesome day to begin with. There was a lot of things that I was excited about. That whole interaction with that guy literally was one of the top things of that day.
Yeah, I know. I saw how excited you got when he interacted with us. And I was like, this man does not understand how overwhelmingly happy he has made Elliot.
Yeah. So that was good. So we won't go into too much detail about the wedding, but boy,
you had fun.
To say I had a good time is an understatement.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. Your family is the best.
Yeah, my family is pretty legit.
Yeah, so much love for everybody, so caring, so accepting, just so chill. Like, it was great. And the fact that my parents, everybody who knows me knows like that this is something I would do, but they're still flabbergasted. You left a little earlier than I was willing to leave anyways.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you left early by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. I mean, like I left when the old people left. So
that's right.
I'd say that's pretty early, but
that's right. And
I went elsewhere.
You went elsewhere. And then I stayed at your family wedding without you. I was like, I ain't going nowhere.
You're like, "Dude, I'm gonna, if you leave, I'm gonna stay."
And yeah.
I was just like, I am well aware.
Yeah.
I knew that before I made the decision to leave.
That's right. And then I got to go after partying with some of your cousins and friends. And I was just like, it was a great time.
Yeah. Light work.
Yeah. I'm excited for the next family gathering.
Yeah. I didn't think you were gonna come.
Oh, I don't think I'd come to like a farm family gathering. But another family gathering that's like within city limits, I am very, very much looking forward to.
Where you can run.
Yeah. Yeah. Your family in the middle of the woods, I might not be able to survive that one.
Yeah, with like no noise complaint laws and like a shop big enough to fit up 200 people.
Yeah. It's just, it's one of those things where like, the real Elliot Pierre might like show up. Like he'll have no choice. And that's just trouble for everybody. I feel like your family is a little bit too accepting.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I was just like, I don't think I can do a weekend long event.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gauntlet hanging out with my family.
That's right.
In those kind of circumstances.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, was the wedding a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My family knows how to have fun.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. So big congratulations to
and they loved Tanner's cousin. You.
I think so too. I think that I really did fit in quite well.
Yeah, shout out my cousin and her husband.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they really did like you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, a lot of people had a lot of things to say about you. So.
Yeah.
And they were all but good. They were all good.
Yeah. All but good. Yeah. Oh, not even one single good comment. Yeah. Hey, no, not a single one.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet your family probably had nicer things to say about you than they did about me. So.
Oh, my family loves you, man.
Oh, yeah. That's like, I was going to say, it works the other way around. Yeah. It's okay.
Literally yesterday, I'm at a family gathering, and out of nowhere, my dad is just like, you know what? I like that boy. And we're like, who are you talking about? He's like, Tanner. And we're like, oh, and everybody's like, oh, literally everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Tanner. Even my, this is a true story. My aunt and uncle who've never met you, but they watch the show, chimed in too. Like, yeah, we like Tanner too.
Yeah. She's got all the PA support.
Yeah.
That's okay with me.
Yeah. Followed by I found a present for him. Like, ah, sweet. I found Tanner a present for Tanner. And Alicia's like, no, I was going to give him that.
Yeah, it's like a competition.
Yeah.
Like, the best part is they all absolutely love me.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything.
That's right. You're just you.
Yeah.
Just like me at your cousin's wedding.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you're always doing something.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, you just work.
That's right.
To make people like you.
Yeah.
It's easy work.
That's right.
But you're always doing something.
That's right.
Versus like me, I literally just kind of sit around and like mind my business. But
that's right.
That's enough sometimes, I guess.
So I want to talk about what you're doing off screen right now, because you're playing a video game that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
What's it called for everybody at home?
It's called Beam NG.
Okay.
Drive.
Now, this game is ridiculously addictive as I'm watching it. And the reason I bring it up, I wasn't going to bring it up, but then, like, you just went through that one area.
Yeah, the
and
tunnel.
I thought you were going to make it.
Oh, me too.
I was just like,
I was trying so hard.
And I thought I was going to make fun. Like, I was going to say, hey, this game isn't that realistic. Like, there's no way you would be able to make it through that tunnel in real life. And then you ate
it.
And I'm like, okay, this game's real.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, so shaky. Like, I could see you going back and forth, like, it's like, he's going to crash. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And then you crash. So, you know what? The game is pretty realistic.
And, like, that's what it becomes, is you think, oh, I'm going to get bored with this real quick.
Right.
And then you set yourself, like, a stupid challenge.
Yeah.
And then you try to do it, and then it's just so fun to try to get it.
That's right.
And, like, when you don't get it, it's still immensely fun to just watch the car absolutely crumble itself.
That's right.
Yeah, so, and there's, like, a bunch of different cars you can make, and they all crash fairly realistically.
Yeah. There's things in this office on the set that have been placed
strategically.
Thank you. And it's distracting.
Yeah,
it's distracting to me.
Yeah, that's exactly why I set up my office the way I did. I was like, I just want him to have to look at this all the time.
Yeah, for the everybody at home watching, there's like a whole different set behind that is completely distracting to me. And then we've got this painting that we've recently placed here by one of our title sponsors. Hey, do you want to throw this to the title sponsors video while we're here?
Yeah, we can title sponsor some stuff.
Okay, so not title sponsor.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, but we got a sponsor who, you know what? We treat her like she's a title sponsor. Yeah. Everybody here is equally as important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's hear what Carrie has to say about sunscreen.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Am I back?
Yep.
I was texting. Did it? Did you
get? I did appreciate the effort. Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear? Was that part of the ad that I came in, or after the ad?
I heard it. I don't know how loud. It was definitely during the ad, though.
Okay. Well, that happens sometimes. So for everybody at home who doesn't know me, I drive people insane by I half text, half talk into my phone to send messages. It works for me. It works for me.
Yeah, you don't do anything that doesn't work for you, though.
No,
so.
That's exactly it. It's very true.
It's an Elliot Pierre world out there.
It is. So let's talk about your overall excitement level for tomorrow. I know you like hanging out with Alicia Pierre.
Oh, yeah, I'm psyched. do you think she's excited for hanging out with me?
Oh, very much so.
Do you think she's ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's been an ongoing, like, since she came up here. So when are we hanging out? What night are we hanging out? What do you got planned for me? Well, what's Tanner up to?
Yeah.
Like, did you tell Tanner we're hanging out? Yeah, I told him. What did you tell him when? Like, don't worry, he'll be available. Like, Elliot, don't mess this up.
Is he going to be available? Yeah, he's always available.
He's available. Yeah. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? I'm like, do you really want to know? No, I don't want to know. I'm just excited overall.
Yeah, that's the caveat of, like, my job.
Yeah.
Because I always have to be available to you.
Yeah.
And, which is fine, because whenever you need me, it's for some pretty cool stuff.
That's right.
So it's an easy trade.
The best was when I was like, yo, I need you here for this event. And you're like, oh, sorry, man, I can't. I'll be out of town. I was like, oh, no problem.
Yeah.
No worries. I wasn't mad at all.
No.
I was just like, oh, it's all good. I'll be able to function without you. You're like, okay, cool. Followed 2 days later, like, you called me up, like, man, you suck. I was like, what? What did I do? You're like, yeah, my plans fell through. I will be able to come to that event, but I'm okay with it because I'm pretty sure some cool things will come out of it. But boy, oh boy, you get what you want even when you don't want it.
Yeah, stop speaking stuff into the universe.
Followed by, it worked out really well that you stuck around town that day.
Yeah, I mean, well enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing went bad.
That's right. Well, we're not going to talk about what happened during that day, but I think the overall day...
was a
worked in your favor.
It was a positive day.
Yeah. And I know it was positive for me because I got to get on the bus with you.
Yeah.
We had great stories on Coleshot.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Coleshot, by the way.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Coleshot.
Quite the good, better bus service on our travels, I would say.
Well, it was more entertaining.
Okay.
It was more entertaining. Yeah. Like, okay, if I got a, like, we went on three buses. We caught Coleshot.
No.
We caught Red Arrow, and we got on, what was it, on the E-bus.
Yeah, which is Red Arrow.
Right, okay.
You don't get to caveat this just because you have a special place in your heart for Red Arrow.
This is true. But you have to admit, the first Red Arrow bus that we got on the way back, Calgary to Edmonton, was a phenomenal bus experience.
Yeah, but the bus experience on Coleshot from Calgary to Edmonton was way better, too. It just happened to be 12 at night, so you didn't pay attention.
This is true. This is true. The second Coleshot bus from Calgary to Edmonton was
better.
A nicer bus, quote unquote, than the first one. Although, if I've got to be honest with you, the first Coleshot from Fort McMurray to Edmonton was the best experience I had on all four of the different buses that we caught.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, like, if it's me, Coleshot's the way to go, because, like, it's, yeah, sure, you don't have, like, the luxury experience, but, like, it's... I find it's a lot more convenient, it's a lot more efficient, the people are nicer, like, it's just a better overall experience, in my opinion.
You know, I can't argue with any of those statements.
No.
I can't argue with any of those. You're right. Yeah, okay.
Like, you get the, sure, Red Arrow, nicer bus, but, like, it's not a nicer experience.
That's right. Okay. You know what? You got me.
Yeah.
We got to give Coleshot number one for the travel experience on that weekend. Yeah, Coleshot killed it, from the people on the bus to the bus driver to the stories that came out of it.
Yeah.
Just as far as traveling is concerned, Coleshot, you take the cake.
Yeah, it's the more fun way to go.
Yeah, yeah. If you're looking for a story,
Coleshot's
the way to go.
Yeah.
If you're looking for an experience.
Yeah.
I have to say, I haven't done it in years in regards to, like, I travel a lot. I'm constantly on the move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... and I was telling my business partner, Jay, about this. I'm like, and I told my mom this as well. This was like, I haven't had an adventure in a long time.
Yeah, because everything is just easy for you.
That's right. And this was like a real good adventure, from like the last minute traveling to not knowing, like it was just an adventure, the whole thing. From crashing at my brother's house for only a few hours to like moving. Like we literally like
once went. Once we left, we didn't stop.
That's right. For 72 hours.
Yeah.
And like, it was a true adventure. So thank you for cultivating that experience for me, bro.
It was a long 2 days, wasn't it?
It was a long two days, but it was a lot of fun.
Those 72 hours were a long 2 days. Yeah.
There's certain talk about some of those tweaks. Talk about some of those tweaks on. I just don't want to. Right. So. Yeah, I've been thinking. This hiatus of talking our like or phone calls or seeing each other for a good 24 hours.
I would say probably 18 of those I was sleeping.
That's right, so. Myself included. So it was like a long hiatus, so we haven't really had time to recap, but there's a lot of things I want to recap with you off air about the adventure we went on and how we need to make adventures like that happen more often.
Oh, dude, I can make happen. You make me so upset sometimes.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've been trying to get you to just like hop on a bus come to a rave with me on an adventure, and you've just been like, no, I need the Westin, and then 3 days in my car.
That's right.
Screw That's you. Right.
Well, you know, although I say I want more adventures, my real life is about to kick in again. The summer is coming to an end officially. Keegan goes back to school, so
this is how you fit more adventures in.
How?
So this is what I'm saying is like, I'll be like, okay, get on the bus. We go down Friday for the show. You come back. You'll be back by Saturday night.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
You adventure instead of just being like, oh, I need those extra 3 days because I need to be comfortable in the
West. Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Get on the bus, do the same like we do, stay in the hotel right next to the venue.
That's right.
And come back the next day.
That's right. You know what would make this really easy?
What?
If we had a driver.
Yeah, real easy. But because you're bougie and you still want to be in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Or we could just book like a bus.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty sweet if we, like, had a driver to drive us down and then drive us back right afterwards.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. But that's, like, the privileged version of what I'm trying to get you to do.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I want more adventure, but it would be nice to have an adventure with a driver.
That's right.
Yeah. And don't worry.
Or you could just catch the cold shot, jerk.
Yeah, like... when our driver drives us down, your butler can take care of everything at home.
That's right. That's too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Elliot, welcome to the game of Monopoly.
Yeah, honestly. Elliot doesn't have a butler, everybody.
No, I don't.
I feel like I need to specify that.
Yeah, there might be some people.
I would believe it.
Yeah, that's right.
I would 100% believe it.
Yeah. So, how long are we in? Because you and me need to eat.
22:50.
Okay, that's a good wrap-up episode.
I would say, indeed.
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, big shout-out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Big shout-out to Carrie at Patchouli Rose for sponsoring as well. We appreciate all the ongoing support. And a big shout-out to everybody who's tuned in to the YouTube exclusive. I miss doing it, and I want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you, and I have nothing but gratitude for everybody that watches, listening, and who supports this ongoing podcast that we got going. So hopefully everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace. I'm some crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.